From the land of the free and the home of the Chiefs, this is the Locked On Chiefs podcast.
Well, it's a whole new season starting today. With the conclusion of Super Bowl 53, folks, it looks like Chiefs Kingdom is on the road to Super Bowl 54. Definitely a game that we're going to talk about. We're going to go over some of the things as well as the whole weekend for the Kansas City Chiefs. And I, for one, had a great time. I hope you did, too. The culmination of another season is always something to put in the record books. And this was definitely not what I intended. So I think we'll start by talking about the Chiefs first. And right now, as everything is going on, Seth's writing, Chris is writing. So it's just me for today's show because, quite frankly, there's stuff to talk about that neither of them want to focus on right at the moment. So that begins with some comments that Chiefs got two players into the Hall of Fame this weekend. It was quite a weekend off the field for the Kansas City Chiefs. And I think it's something that really can't go as far as being left to the side, because it's just too important. When you get a guy from the Chiefs championship from back in the 60s, I'm sorry, 1970, my fault. When Johnny Robinson goes in after all this time, a guy that played on both sides of the ball. I mean, back in the day when it was Iron Man football, I mean, he played some safety and he played some halfback. I know everybody remembers him for the runs, but the guy played both sides of the ball. And I think, obviously, when you look back, I think he was better as a defensive back. You know, obviously, I didn't watch those teams live a bit before even my time. But it is really key to see just how much, in this year in particular, you can harken back to how important defense is. And with the explosion of NFL offenses, I know it's hard to get too focused on that, because there's just so much evidence to the contrary about how these offenses are going. And what we expected to see in this Super Bowl was contrary to it as well. But I think overall it tells you that there's still a place for defense in this league. And we're going to talk about this game and just how much defense played a role in it in this particular Super Bowl as the Chiefs get ready for next time. So that said, I think the one that caused more stirring in Chiefs Kingdom on Saturday night was the induction of Tony Gonzalez. Well-deserving, clearly the best tight end, I think, in history, let alone in the Chiefs organization. And Chiefs Kingdom should be proud of him. He was there for the bulk of his career for 12 years. And he was just slightly tarnished by some of his comments afterwards, particularly about the Falcons. And I know a lot of you have reached out to me on Twitter and Facebook to say how disillusioned that makes you feel, how it is kind of a toss in the face there about forgetting the days that made his career. The bulk of his, you know, especially statistical effort and excellence was done in Kansas City, was done at the hands playing with Trent Green. So let's not chalk it all up to Matty Ice. There are definitely things that you cannot move away from. And I think Tony, while he may be ready to celebrate because it was a Super Bowl weekend and feeling like in a championship mode, the truth is he did get closer to playing in the Super Bowl with Atlanta than he did with the Chiefs. And clearly that stuck with him. I don't know why he chose to make the comments that he did. And I think it's unfortunate. I know a lot of you found it quite a bit disturbing. And I can only say that, you know, time changes everything, and including perspectives. Hopefully his perspective will change and he'll have something kind to say about the people that supported him for the bulk of his career and did really right up until he made those comments. But that said, clearly a Hall of Fame career, first balloter. This class was quite unique, with Champ Bailey going in from the AFC West. Ed Reed, who I think is just so unique in what he did, it is a class that can be looked up to by a lot of people in a lot of different areas. And I expect this is not going to be the last time we see a modern day Chief going into the Hall. So keep an eye on things. There are definitely a couple other candidates out there that we'll talk about in the weeks and months to come, because what we do have to do is start getting ready, because today is day one of this season. We're going to talk about that starting tomorrow, looking at needs and et cetera. But tonight, this is a reflective kind of a point where to really understand just how close this team is, really it just hinges on the arm of Patrick Mahomes. And I think that's become clearer, certainly for me, especially for me, who thought, you know, 26, 28 was his probable touchdown tosses this season. You know, when we were talking preseason, I had him, I think it was 28, and I thought 11. I was pretty close on the turnovers. Clearly underestimated the man. in terms of his touchdown production, what he and Andy Reid were able to do when they put their heads together. So that puts this whole concept of a Chiefs championship, a Chiefs Super Bowl run, almost a year ahead, because you would have thought that they would have needed the time to warm up, the time to get in rhythm, a full season. I mean, this is normally how things go. But to be where they are, it's really remarkable. And obviously there was news about Pat. We'll take our break and I'll come back and we'll talk about Pat here in a second. Well, guys, it's almost Valentine's season. And how about giving your wife or girlfriend something totally different? Something romantic that celebrates the unique connection that you have between just you and her. I'm talking about a luxury gift service called Enclosed that delivers designer lingerie to your lady month after month. Enclosed is like a flower of the month or a beer of the month. That's what she could give me anyway. But instead of flowers, she gets surprised with ultra high-end lingerie. And this is seriously high-end stuff, the kind of quality that really impresses her. Enclosed is designed specifically to help guys find gifts for their wives, girlfriends, etc. Enclosed is all about helping you make her happy. And Enclosed is effortless for you and me. Every month, Enclosed sends your wife or girlfriend a custom curated lingerie gift selected just for her. And they get back the gift up to 100% size guarantee. So you never have to worry about it fitting. You can join more than 20,000 couples that have grown to love Enclosed. And I'll give you a sweet gift. Right now, you can get $35 off of your Enclosed gift. Just go to enclosedlingerie.com. It'll be in the show notes too. Enter the code Chiefs at checkout. You get $35 off of a $100 Enclosed gift purchase. Why not give your wife something that really reflects and deepens the connections between the two of you? That's enclosedlingerie.com and the code Chiefs for $35 off of the best gift ever. Patrick Mahomes winning the MVP at 23 years old. I believe he's the youngest ever. I didn't get to see it live, so I had to go back and watch it. And I believe that's what they said. I can research that too as well. But the maturity, clearly the athleticism and the drive, I think, is there. His parents were in the crowd. I thought you saw that this is a young star emerging that had a whole fleet of people behind him, not just his family, but the organization as well. And clearly all of Chiefs Kingdom. And this is what this season hinged on, as well as the future is going to be. There's a lot of question marks this offseason. We're going to get through all of them. Some of them are pressing and some of them are really interesting to see how it all comes out. Because, I mean, when you look at this Super Bowl, and we'll talk about it here in a few minutes, it just comes down to so few things that could have put Patrick Mahomes in a place to be battling for that championship. And a couple of takeaways. First and foremost, I think Paul Rudd's hilarious. I thought it was great. I wish he would have spread his shoulders out a little bit more so you could see the Mahomes a little bit more clearly when he made the announcement. But I thought that was a unique way to do it. And I thought that was a nice piece of work for him to do that introduction. And when you look at the comments from Mahomes himself, I found his particular humility obvious. I think some of that is by upbringing. Some of that is by being reminded by his management, his agent, and Lee Steinberg, as well as Andy Reid and all the people in the Chiefs to keep that humility, to use it as a tool, to keep propelling yourself forward. I think that was on display. And to quote him, this is his quote from the time, "This is just the beginning. We have a long way to go." And I think by long way, he means basically about a quarter of playing decent defense and you'd be there. But to see him take that stab, and I think Tyreek was in the crowd and Travis Kelce was in the crowd. Clearly, this is a kid that's ready to lead. And I think that drive is what separates him at this point in his career. When you talk about that picture from the Pro Bowl, and I'm glad that I think he tweeted out and made the comment that, you know, that they had counted that draft class out just a couple of seasons ago. And I, among them, you know, I thought he and Watson were going to be pretty much the cream of the crop. And I didn't have a whole lot of faith going down the rest of that group. So, good for him. Trubisky, you can argue about where he's at, but he's clearly better than I expected him to be. I thought he was going to be a failure, to tell you the truth. So it's great not only to see that class has taken a step forward, but that the Chiefs have the leader of that class, a guy that is in position to be the top of an era. Much like you saw with the 83 draft class, you might end up hearkening back to that as we go forward through the careers of Mahomes and Watson and Trubisky, et cetera, et cetera. I don't think Nate Peterman's going to be on there, but I could be wrong. You know, we'll see what happens. A lot to be taken away in a positive way from how these young quarterbacks have come along and where they have room to go. And I have to feel like as we sit here tonight, about an hour and a half after the Super Bowl has concluded, and we're getting ready tomorrow to start the 2019 season, this franchise and this particular offense is in pretty good shape, not just with him, but with the weapons around him. They have a couple of things that they can add to. We're going to talk about that this week, about where you could possibly improve the offense. Clearly, there's a huge job to do on the defensive side. But there are a couple of things that you can improve on the offense. And I think you saw some of it. I think you saw what depth lets you do when you get to this point in the season. The Chiefs were very, very close. And I feel like watching the Super Bowl tonight that I feel like they could have been in it and they could have won this. I don't feel like either of them were so formidable that the Chiefs couldn't have won this particular Super Bowl. A little bit of maturity, a player here and there, and just getting a basic, middle of the road, average defense. I think this team is going to be set in a very positive way. I was also very taken back by just the sheer number of people that had positive things to say upon meeting Patrick Mahomes. People, you know, outside of football, media moguls and whatnot. But certainly his cohorts, his people in the league that play his position that recognize his clear and so early development as an elite quarterback in this league, that really is the cornerstone for a franchise going forward. Okay. Enough waxing poetic about Pat Mahomes. I know you're all as excited as I am. We're going to talk next week about how to help him, how to build that defense. We'll take this break and then we'll talk about the Super Bowl and what it means for these Chiefs as well as well as the rest of the AFC.
We have a powerful new feed to tell you about. Check out Locked On NFL Net on Twitter. It is all the inside information from our hosts for all the Locked On shows for all of the NFL teams in one Twitter feed. That's LockedOnNFL.net on Twitter. Check that out today.
So I clearly missed how many points were going to be scored in this game. If you heard the Friday show, you know that I thought it was going to be in the upper 20s, lower 30s. I did expect it to be a 10-point game. And that's really, it wasn't forecasting or anything like that. That's just a feeling that I had. I thought experience was going to win out, and it clearly did. Now, you can give that all kinds of reasons. I am shocked at just how well both of the defenses played. I did not expect that for this particular game. I was thinking that the offenses were going to be in a position to roll more. I didn't think it was going to be, you know, outlandish. We weren't talking like a replay of the Chiefs-Rams game that week they were supposed to be in Mexico where we're talking 50 points apiece. That was not it. But I thought that there was going to be more. A 10-point win for the Patriots. And again, they get that next link. I can't say that. I'm not even going to go there. But here's the thing. Whatever happens now with these Patriots, they're going to have a couple of free agents. They're going to have a couple of guys depart, possibly in retirement. And I think Gronkowski, while he did have a couple of moments there, I think you saw that, man, that it's rough. He's pretty ragged at this point. And I know he has a lot of other things on the table in terms of movie deals and whatnot and other things that he can do that do not require him to be an athlete any longer. So I won't be surprised if he does retire. I won't be surprised if he comes back either. The draw of winning this particular game, I think, is really, really something that can't be ignored, especially for a guy like that. So we'll have to see. It may not happen. If he does come back, okay, then the Chiefs and everyone else in the AFC will deal with it once again. But if not, you may call it a career. And then that looks at a vastly different Patriots team. He did have 6 receptions for 87 yards in this Super Bowl. But clearly the offense was running through Edelman. We talked about that last week as well. A guy that's just tough to cover, even when you know what he's going to do.
It's very difficult. I was completely wrong about James White. I thought he was going to have a lot more opportunity. I believe he was targeted twice, had one reception, and only got two carries. So a little bit surprised by that. Good effort by Sony Michel. Scored the only touchdown. Only touchdown in this Super Bowl in the year of the exploding offense was a rushing touchdown. Yeah, I'm sure we'll talk about in the offseason. We're going to have Eric Eager on this offseason from Pro Football Focus. Big proponent that the run is dead and you shouldn't use it anymore. So we'll have an interesting chat around that, I'm sure. Furthermore, I think when you look at what this means, no matter what, if the Patriots get off to a slow start, if the Patriots lose games in October, they just have a knack at coming back. And I think that comes down to the coaching. Sean McVay admitted he was outcoached tonight. And I think that was fairly evident by watching that game. Even as close as it was, it came down to it, because to saddle McVay's offense the way the Patriots did, you got to give it to him. Flores, I know he's moving on to a head coaching job, but I thought he did a good job making calls. They were a little bit looser with their coverage than I thought they were going to be, but a lot of good play. A lot of good play on the other side as well. The Rams defense did not back down. Marcus Peters had a couple of nice plays. I know that's tough to stomach as well, but for some of you, and some of you don't care, I think he had one opportunity that he could have had a pick, and I'm not sure what happened on that play, but long story short, I think the better coach and quarterback combo won this game. What that means for next season is that the leap from year 2 to 3 for Patrick Mahomes is going to be there. He's got things he can improve, no doubt, especially pre-snap, pocket presence, maintaining his options, and honestly being able to adjust. There are times in that loss to the Patriots where had they gone to a quicker game, the slant game, I'd gotten the ball out of his hands a lot quicker, there were opportunities there. And I think that's something that will come along. And now that he's the MVP, the youngest since Dan Marino, I think that's got to be really encouraging for what that looks like. A number of players moving around. It looks like the Chiefs are still building out their defensive coaching staff. Little tidbit, they were looking at Antonio Pierce, but he decided to stay in I believe it's Arizona. So they're being active. They're trying to get players that can make this Spagnuolo defense all that it can be in terms of the coaching staff. And that's what they need. You're going to see turnover at the linebackers level. We haven't heard any other whispers, at least I haven't, about what might be happening with the coaching staff. Hopefully we'll hear some of that this week. We might even hear from Spagnuolo. I don't know. If we do, and anything does get scheduled, we'll have instant reaction for you, of course. That's going to be really the focus going forward. There are also going to be some free agents from the LA Rams team. So this is the icing on the cake. The Chiefs have gotten through the regular season very, very well. Got through the postseason. Got to the championship game, much as Chris Jones said they would last offseason. And honestly, here's a little tidbit for you that I just saw about 30 seconds ago. Chris Jones tonight via Twitter says, "We will win it next year." The man hasn't broken a promise yet. So I think that's another big positive to rely on. He's clearly going to be a key cog in it. And if his side of the ball can play up to his expectations, I think that this Chiefs team is ready to get to that Super Bowl next season and put an end to this Patriots run that we saw possibly come to its conclusion, certainly to its height tonight. So let us know what you think. If you have a personal take, or anybody free agency-wise that you think that she should look at from either of the Super Bowl teams, or anything that stood out to you as a possible wrinkle in time about having to possibly face this team in the Patriots ever again, certainly next season. They are on the schedule, so that's already out there, and we know that. So let us know what you think. We appreciate all your comments on the iTunes reviews and all that you've done there, as well as everything you sent to us at Locked On Chiefs. Chris is running that particular account, and he does a great job with it. So please let us know what you think. Like I said, we are going to start this week on some of the position reviews, some of the things that need to happen, and we're going to hem and haw about it. There's, between the three of us, a lot of different takes. We're going to have Matt Derrick on some more. We're going to have some other guests. You may have heard Regan Cresswell with us before. He's our film analyst. He will be on the show a little bit more this offseason as we prepare for the draft, and we're going to make that turn to the draft rather quickly. So if you want, head on over to Rogue APC for my draft guide from last season. I'm going to put it out as of Monday evening for a buck for last year's. Take a look at that and see what you think. I will have this year's out once again. And it is something that teams around the league do get their eyes on. So it can be useful. I hope that you guys check it out. And I'm putting a lot of effort into it. So with that said, we'll call it a night. Happy Super Bowl. Welcome to the 2019 season. And we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Subscribe to the show on iTunes or Google Play. Follow the show on Twitter at Locked On Chiefs. Check out my work at RGR Football on YouTube, Chris's work on LockedOnChiefs.com, and all of Seth's film analysis at TheAthletic.com. Thanks for listening.